Yeah, I'm Hooker, baby, that's my name. Yeah, I'm a bill for comfort and not for speed. I got all that music your little soul needs. Call me the Hook. Well, baby, call me the Hook. Yeah, they call me the Hook. Yeah, I'm Hooker, baby, that's my name. I say, come on, baby, let's boogie on down. Cause G.M. Hooker, he's in your town. Call me the Hook. Yeah, they call me the Hook. You know, they call me the Hook, baby. G.M. Hooker is my name. You know, the Hook is so hot that it's a natural fact. When he spins his racket, he's gonna melt the wax. Call me the Hook. Yeah, they call me the Hook. Baby, call me the Hook, G.M. Hooker, baby, he's in your town. Well, boogie on, baby. Yeah, it's back again, that G.M. Hooker show over WJC on your radio. Call me the Hook. Call me the Hook. Yeah, call me the Hook, baby, G.M. Hooker is my name. There's two of me for all of you. G.M. Hooker's here and all his music too. Call me the Hook. Call me the Hook. You know they call me the Hook, baby. G.M. Hook is the name. We're going out, baby. We're going to feel.
Explain to me. Hey, Sophronia, come here, gal, and explain this mess to me.
Well, this is no joke, and I'm mad as a man can be.
My Sophronia,
I'm right about.
My
well, I'm not crazy about.
My
well, I've certainly got to fight about.
My
grab a lion and a tiger about. Twirl the elephant around about. Well, I'm crazy about
my.
Sophronia, don't give me that same old smile. Hey, Sophronia, don't give me that same old smile. Well, you've had your fun, now I'll have mine a while. Abbott,
Abbott. My Sophronia Jones.
Well, I'm crazy about.
My
well, well, I'm about to fight about.
My
well, I'll jump a whale about.
My
build a big castle about.
My
I'm ready to fight about. Got to go, got to go. Well, I'm crazy about. I'm jealous about. I'm mad about. I'm raving about. I'll cure about. Well, make me lose my mind about.
My
Sophronia,
my
Sophronia, my well, 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 don't you know what they're like? Well, I'm mad about. Well, well, I'm good crazy about. Well, well, well,
done, man.
Well, now I'm
good.
About my
Sophronia.
Well,
yeah, my Sophronia. Sophronia Jones. Everybody talking Miss Sophronia Jones. Yeah, that's a Fat Man Robinson Quintet on the Regent label from September of 1949. Yeah, a little Sophronia Jones. Yeah, Fat Man Robinson, one of the great entertainers out of old Boston town. Yeah, this is GM Hooker, your two-in-one hooker, starting your brand new GM Hooker show for 1987 over station WJZ in downtown Haverhill, Massachusetts. Yeah, GM Hooker is here to play all them great rhythm and blues sounds from back then to right now. Yeah, and GM Hooker's going to hit you with another one of his classics. Yeah, this here is from 1949 again. This is Helen Stewart and a group called the Caldwells, a classic song later done by Mr. Joe Turner, a little thing called After My Laughter Came the Tears. Song later coupled on the back of Joe Turner's big hit called Chains of Love in 1951. But here's the original done about 2 years before, Helen Stewart and the Caldwells. Beautiful, beautiful song. Yeah, we just got a phone call. In fact, we got several phone calls here at station WJZ in the heart of downtown Haverhill, Massachusetts. Yeah, the GM Hooker Show, and they want to know what? Tell me what, Hook? Was that song that introduced your show tonight? Yeah, well, I'll tell you. Yeah, that was a thing called Call Me the Hook, sung by the Hook himself. Yeah, it's his new GM Hooker theme for the GM Hooker Show. Yeah, I know you wanted to know that. Yeah, and baby, The Hook's clock ain't spinning on the wrong time. Why don't you come on up and see me sometime, yeah? Well, the Hook feels that he needs a little retribution here. So we're going to get down and heavy going back to church, yeah? The Dixie Ayers and a little thing called the Little Wooden Church.
It was in no match there were many years ago, and the spirit of my Savior I was filled, was in the old fashioned meeting. Oh Lord, the memories linger still in that little wooden church out on the hill. Oh, well, there were no possessed people, just plain folk everywhere, with those plain old-fashioned ruffles, rocks and trills. Well, there were no formal fashion, just that plain old spirit still in that little wooden church out on the hill. Friends, and every Sunday morning we would kneel down and have a family prayer to that old country wagon we would fill. Then we would start out on our journey, going over rocks and hills. We were going to that little wooden church out on the hill. Now when that old-fashioned preacher, he gives out that meter hymn, then his heart with the Holy Ghost was filled. And then the people would stop shouting, praise God, I can hear them still. In that little wooden church out on the hill. How long, baby, how long has that evening train gone? How long, baby, how long? How long, baby, how long? I'm gonna let you do me wrong. How long, baby, how long?
I got a woman who lives upon the hill. If she don't want me, I know who will. How long, how long, baby, how long? If I could holler like a mountain jack, I'd go up on the mountain and call my baby back. How long, baby, how long?
How long, how long? Yeah, yeah, that great and magic voice, the late, great Mr. Al Hibbler. Yeah, did you guess that? From September of 1946, the Aladdin Jazz Series. Yeah, that's with Harry Carney's orchestra. That's Mr. Al Hibbler singing the blues, baby, singing the blues. And speaking of the blues, we're going to be heading up Chicago way. Yeah, a rare thing, Mr. J.B. Lenore. Woo! He's going to roll. Let's roll, let's roll. Go, J.B.
Now let it roll, all night long, let it roll, all night long, let it roll.
Anybody could make it roll. It was Mr. J.B. Lenore and his combo. Yeah, the J.O.B. label. That thing's a real rare, rare Chicago blues. Yeah, this is WJZ, the G.M. Hooker Show. Baby, you know there's just two G.M. Hookers in this whole wide world. And baby, I'm saving them both just for you. Yeah, baby, yeah, this is WJZ, downtown Haverhill, Massachusetts. And I want to tell you, yeah, we're talking about the Reverend Cleophas Clodson's M.E. Church of the Most Gooey Death at a discount house of worship over in 29 and a half Nickel Street. It's the heart of Haverhill Salvation Station, so baby, I want to see you there next Sunday. Yeah, yeah, the hook is there all the time. Listen to the great Reverend Cleophas Clodson. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, let me see you there. And speaking of there, let's go back to February of 1955. This is the Dawn label. Yeah, a little group called the Stylings. Get some of that good rhythm and blues, and I'm just a crying fool. Cry on.
Womp, womp, do-be, do-be, womp, womp. Do-be, do-be, womp, womp. Do-be, do-be, womp, womp. Womp, do-be, do-be, womp, womp. Do-be, do-be, womp, womp. Do-be, do-be, womp.
Oh, womp. My head is heavy.
My baby's gone.
I'm going crazy.
I can't go on, pretty baby.
My head is aching.
Breaking.
Whoa, baby, I'm just a crying fool.
Woke up this morning,
tears filled my bed.
My heart was hurting,
wish I was dead, pretty mama.
I can't believe
my baby thief.
Whoa, baby, I'm just a crying fool. Baby took my love.
Sad and blue.
Now I'm all alone. Won't you please come home?
I can't go on without you.
Oh, 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 oh.
Said you love me
all through the years.
I can't believe that
you leave me in tears. Oh, baby,
can't stop crying.
I feel like dying.
Oh, baby, I'm just a crying. Womp, womp. Dobe, dobe, womp, womp. Dobe, dobe, womp, womp. Dobe, dobe, womp.
Took my love and took my time.
Now I'm so sad and blue.
Womp, womp, womp. Now I'm all alone. Won't you please come home? I can't go on without you.
Oh, 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 oh.
You said you loved me
all through the years.
I can't believe that
you leave me in tears.
Can't stop from crying.
I feel like dying.
Whoa, baby, I'm just a crying.
Womp, womp,
dobe, dobe, womp.
I'm just a crying.
Womp, dobe, dobe, womp.
I should have gone to school.
Hoo-wee, mama, that cat sure is a crying fool. From where I stand, he's still a fool. Yeah, mama, because I wouldn't let no woman do that to me. Baby, because when the hook snaps the whip, you make the trip. Dig, what's your pleasure, treasure? Yeah, and talking about treasure, the hook's gonna go way back. This is an oldie but goodie. Yeah, we're going back now over 45 years. Yeah, the Vocalion label, this is the great, the late great Memphis Minnie. Yeah, and she's talking about, well, one of the great, great sport heroes in black history. Yeah, the Brown Bomber himself. Yeah, Mr. Joe Louis. And she's going to tell you that he's in the ring and is doing the same old thing.
And your people going out tonight. Let's go and see Joe Louis. And if you ain't got no money, party go tomorrow night. Cause in the rain, doing that same old thing. Well, he even cares of me left. You know he do. And he cares of me right. And if he hits you with either one, bends a job from a dynamite. In the rain, boys doing the same old thing. Long will tell on the Yuppie Spider. Don't pay your fun no food. escape from a Texas mule in that rain. Boys doing the same old thing. Joe Louis is a two-fist fighter, and he stands 6 feet tall. And in city come, he stays the heart of his fall. In the rain, all doing the same old thing. I cast my money with him. Boys are old.
Yeah, Memphis Minute telling us how good old Brown Bomber Joe Louis was doing the same old thing, and the same old thing was knocking out those opponents and keeping that heavyweight title. Yeah, now the hook has some nostalgia for all you sport fans in rhythm and blues land. Yeah, he's going to take you back to Wednesday night. It's June 19th, 1946. Yankee Stadium in New York City before 45,000 people with a $2 million plus gate. Yeah, the first heavyweight fight in over 5 years because, yeah, World War II got in the way and Joe was in the service of his country. Yeah, listen now as I take you back. Back, June 19th, 1946.
This is the stellar presentation of 15-round duration for the heavyweight championship of the world. From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, weighing 182 pounds, wearing black trunks, undefeated light heavyweight champion, and the very capable challenger for the heavyweight crown, Billy Kahn. And his opponent, weighing 207, he's wearing purple trunks, the internationally famous Detroit Brown Bomber, always a great credit to his chosen profession, and the race he represents, the heavyweight champion of the world, Joe Louis.
Yeah, and Joe Louis went out to defend his heavyweight title, and now we're going to take you to that fatal eighth round. Yeah, it's Don Dunphy and Bill Corum, yeah? Take it away, boys.
We're waiting for round eight. Here it is. Here's Don Dunphy. All right, Bill Corum, out they move for round eight. They touch gloves. There's Kahn shooting a left jab on the chin. Usually they touch gloves at the start of the last round. Could that mean something? Kahn is short with a left hand, short with another. Louis is short with a left, and he hooks a light left to the head as they go in close. But Kahn ties him up and forces Louis into the rope. Then Louis pushes Kahn away, and they break without being told by the referee, who scarcely comes near the gladiators. Kahn moving around very fast. Louis, the aggressor, all through the bout, moves in. Louis is moving in a little bit faster now. Apparently, he'd like to end it in a hurry, but Kahn, of course, has other ideas. Louis is short with a left jab, short with another left jab that's blocked in midair by Kahn. Louis is moving in on Kahn toward a neutral corner, and Kahn finds him with a left jab on the mouth. Now Louis shoots out a left jab on the nose. Kahn is trying to open up Louis, and Louis is coming in on him very fast. Pond shoots out a left jab. It's short. Lewis misses with a haymaking left aimed at the chin, and the crowd gasps at the force of the punch. There's Kahn shooting a left jab at the chin. Lewis puts out a left jab that pops Kahn's head back, and Kahn shoots a left hand and then takes a left hook on the jaw when the left jab is short. Again, Lewis is in with a left jab on the mouth of Billy Kahn. Kahn backing toward a neutral corner, shoots the right hand over the head and takes a grazing right at the jaw by Joe Lewis. Out in the center of the ring once again, Kahn shoots a left jab on the nose. Kahn has done very little body punching in this bout, and the last one he did a lot of it. Lewis is coming in at him. Kahn hooks the left to the head and takes the return right on the head from Lewis. Lewis puts out a hard left jab, another left jab on the mouth, a left and a right to the jaw by Lewis, and Kahn fights back with a left hook to the body and takes a countering right by Lewis on the chin. Kahn was hurt there for a moment, but he takes a good punch. Lewis is short with a left hand. Kahn comes back with a left to the body and is tagged with a solid right to the jaw and a right to the head, a left hook to the jaw by Lewis, and Kahn moves in very cautiously as he shoots the left hand to the body. The timing of the champion was almost perfect that time. Kahn is smiling once again. Here's Lewis coming after him. Lewis is short with a left, short with another left hand, and the crowd is yelling to Kahn, "Billy, move around. Move around fast." Kahn shoots the right over the head and brings up a short right chop to the jaw, but takes a left jab, and Kahn is staggered by a right to the jaw and a left hook to the chin, and Kahn is down on his back. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He's trying to get up. 8, 9, and it's all over. Kahn is knocked out. Joe Lewis knocked out Billy Kahn.
The time, 2 minutes, 19 seconds of the eighth round, the winner by a knockout, and still the heavyweight champion of the world, Joe Lewis.
Now let us talk about the brown bomber. Let us tell the nation this story. Let us talk about the brown bomber. Joe Lewis was a fighting man.
Well, let us talk about the brown bomber. Tell the nation this story. Let us talk about the brown bomber. Joe Lewis was a fighting man.
Well, now stop, let me tell you this story, and I hope you'll understand. I want to talk about a mighty great fighting man. He fought with the master's hand. He was born way down in the lowland in the state of ALA. He's a farmer boy, so I was told. He had mother wit in his heart. Until one day he's thinking hard, thinking about the things involved. He packed his bag, kissed his mother in the dough, and headed for old Detroit. And there he started to work and train. He never did have any fun. Until one day, to his surprise, up walked Mr. Blackburn. Then Joe Lewis started his career. His future was at stake. He fought from the bottom through the Golden Glove and on to the heavyweight. Now let us talk about the brown bomber.
Oh, tell the nation his story.
Good Lord, talk about the brown bomber.
Well, Joe Lewis was a fighting man.
Well, let us talk about the brown bomber.
Oh, tell the nation his story. Let us talk about the brown bomber.
Well,
Joe Lewis was a fighting man.
Well, there's Canary smelling an old bear.
Just like the Battle of Jericho.
John Henry Luce, Jack Dempsey was there.
Down in Jericho.
He fought Max Smell the second time.
Just like the Battle of Jericho.
Knocked him down, took the crown.
Way down in Jericho.
Now a million people, they all were glad.
Just like the Battle of Jericho.
Greatest champ we've ever had.
Way down in Jericho.
Now let us talk about the brown bomber.
Oh, tell the nation his story.
Good Lord, we'll talk about the brown bomber.
Well, Joe Lewis was a fighting man.
Well, let us talk about the brown bomber. Tell the nation his story.
Let us talk about the brown bomber.
Well,
Joe Lewis was a fighting man.
Now just read the story of his life.
Just like the Battle of Jericho.
His dear loving mother was the light.
Way down in Jericho.
She told him to pray, treat your neighbor right.
Just like the Battle of Jericho.
Very hard worker went to bed at night.
Way down in Jericho.
Now all you great fighters, you listen to me.
Just like the Battle of Jericho.
You'll never win a battle until you get on your knee.
Way down in Jericho.
Old Peter, Moses, James, and John.
Just like the Battle of Jericho.
Joshua bit the battle and the battle was won.
Way down in Jericho.
Now let us talk about the brown bomber. Tell the nation this story. Let us talk about the brown bomber.
Joe Lewis was a fighting man.
Yeah. Yeah, was there ever any doubt that Mr. Joe Louis was a fighting man? Yeah, I think you'll enjoy that. Those are the Dixie Ayers, by the way, and a sitting in with label from about 1949. Yeah, Joe Louis sure was a fighting man. Yeah, and I hope you enjoyed the Louis Kahn fight, the highlights that I gave you there. And now we're going to go to 1952. Yeah, little Vivian Versen, Jimmy Smith, and a little thing with a Red Calhoun Orchestra going to talk about being a payday lover.
5, 10, 15, 20, $25. Is that all?
Well, I work hard every day. Saturday I get my pay. That's the time you call me. Say you want to play. You're a payday lover. That's the day you were wrong. Well, from Sunday night till Friday, mama, you can't be far.
I know you work hard, Daddy, and you got a family. Just as soon as you get your paycheck, you come running straight to me. I'm a payday lover, and I must be paid. Cause when it comes to loving, you know I've got it made.
Well, I'm trying to tell you, mama, I'm fed up with you. Every time I need some loving, you got other things to do. You're just a payday lover. I always be the cause. I've got an every night lover. Here's a dime. Get lost.
Payday lover, and you know I hate to climb. So I'm cutting out, Daddy. I'll be seeing you arrive.
And sure, the hook sure do know what it is to have one of them payday lovers. Yeah, that was Jimmy Smith. Yeah, and Vivian Versen with the Red Calhoun Orchestra on the JB label from 1952. And, Jimmy, you better watch out, because I've found and I've seen and I've experienced one of those chicks before. Yeah, and, well, the hook has to say, baby. Remember, I snap the whip, you make the trip, and there ain't no fooling around with GM Hooker. 2-in-1 Hooker in both are yours, baby. Yes, sir. And now, well, the hook is going back, yeah, to 1949, September of 1949. We're going to the Ivory label. Yeah, this is a little group called the Rhythm Kings, and the hook really likes this. You listen to this for rhythm and blues harmony. Yeah, I shouldn't have passed your house last night. Ain't that the truth?
My mind with a thousand memories of you. I shouldn't have rung your bell, but the yearning for you made it something I had to do. I heard you open the door. It made me long for you more, but I hadn't the courage to face you, I stayed out of sight.
You are, you are.
I shouldn't have passed your house. Then I wouldn't be here, feeling so blue tonight.
I had you out of my heart. Gone was that terrible ache. We were drifting farther apart. And then I made a mistake.
I heard you open the door to us. It made me long for you more. But I hadn't courage to face you, I stayed out of sight. I shouldn't have passed your house. Then I wouldn't be here feeling so blue.
Talking about what they saw while they were at the Mardi Gras. They even talking about the Creole Queens way down there in New Orleans. They even talking about the hot trolley, how much two for a nickel in New Orleans. They couldn't help but mention about the Creole dish, gumbo with filet and gazpacho fish. Well, they had so much fun they didn't want to go to bed. They drank black coffee which was homemade. They talked and talked instead just to see King Zulu in the big parade. They danced to the music of a Creole band. They played pop tunes in Dixieland. Some danced fast, some danced slow. Some even danced to the Zydeco. They talked and talked about the fun they had, but when they had to leave, they all got mad. They had a lot of fun, which was their delight. They romped and stomped from morn till night.
Sound of New Orleans, yeah, little of Joe Lutcher and his great Jump Orchestra. That's the London label from May, 1950, a little thing called Jumpin' in New Orleans, and I'll tell you, that thing sure do jump. Yeah, it's been fun now for the last 45 minutes of the GM Hooker Show. But baby, you know, we're gonna have to go, but we'll be right back with the second part of the GM Hooker Show. So baby, don't you go away, cause the hook's gonna come back and stay some more. Yeah, and here's the hook gonna pot out now with a little thing that he did himself. This is the hook himself on the piano. Little thing called the Hook's After Hours. And you know, after hours is when the hook loves to play the blues the best.
Thank you.
and a tam pulled down on his head. He's only 28, but he looks like he's 45. He look like he's 45. He don't ever shave, crees about that bebop style.
Mommy O and Daddy O. Huh. That was Lil Green talking about her bebop daddy, yeah, with the tam and the goatee and the shoes. Yeah, man, he sure was clean. Yeah, this is GM Hooker on part two of your GM Hooker show over WJZ in downtown Haverhill Radio. Yes, sir, this is the GM Hooker show, and we're going to go on here talking about bebop. What better type of bebop was there than the good old song made for DJ Symphony Sid? Yeah, Jumpin' with Symphony Sid. Yeah, written originally by Lester Young. And, yeah, lyrics put to it back in the early 50s by King Pleasure. Here featuring Charlie Ferguson and tenor sax, the very famous vocal version of Jumpin' with Symphony Sid. Yeah, talking about bebop daddies. Do it, baby.
Jumping with my boy Sid in the city, jumping with my boy Sid in the city, Mr. President of the DJ committee. We're gonna be up all night getting witty. We want you to spin the sounds by the witty from down in the land that's real, real pretty. Make everything go real crazy over Jay-Z. Make everything go real crazy over Jay-Z. Play anything cool for me and my baby. We don't wanna think we're listening. Listening to lazy, it's got to be Prince, Bird, Shearing, or the Basie. The dial is all set right close to 80. Let her roll.
Thank you.
Fire, the great vocal version by King Pleasure, made in memory or done as the theme song for the great symphonist Sid Turner, who used to be on WBMS right here in Boston, Massachusetts. The Hook remembers old symphonist Sid listening to Symphony Sid and listening to Brother Sid when he used to have his gospel show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And talking about bebop, that is. Yeah, and talking about Symphony Sid and the whole bebop, well, the whole era. Here is Babs Gonzalez, one of the kings of bebop, going to tell us about them hair dressing women. Mm-mm.
Man, you know one thing? A hairdressing woman sure will put your business in the natural street.
Hairdressing women, they love to run their mouth all day. Yes, hairdressing women, they love to run their mouth all day. So when you're in the beauty parlor, baby, you better watch the things you say. Yes, wig-frying women, they'll listen while they do your hair. I said those wig-frying women, they'll listen while they do your hair. When you meet your friends the next day, they'll tell you everything you said. Have you heard about this? Have you heard about that? They could make good politicians, 'cause they sure can chew the fat. I mean those hairdressing women, they'll listen while they do your head. When you meet your friends the next day, they'll tell you everything you said. Did you see Lucy May driving Mr. So-and-so's car? Did you see the Reverend's daughter? She was juiced across the bar. I mean those wig-frying women, the gabbinest chicks you ever gonna meet. They will listen to your story and put your business in the street.
Gotta watch out for them hair-dressing women. Yeah, and I know somebody watches out for them hair-dressing women. Yeah, that's my buddy, your friend, my friend, everybody's friend. Yeah, Mr. Mike Midnight. Yeah, Mike Midnight's gonna be up here with some brand new shows. Yeah, Mr. Midnight. Gonna be in here on WJZ with his Mike Midnight show, and you know what that means. Yeah, I know some of the things he has in store for you. Ooh, ooh, baby, you gotta listen to Mr. Mike Midnight. And a new attraction back on the airwaves after 30 years. Yeah, Mr. Billy Mack and his Rhythm and Blues show. Yeah, the new Billy Mack show coming to you soon. So you listen, because the Hook says these cats is cool. Yeah, and speaking of cool, well, you want to have some jive, baby. The Hook here has some jive for you. Yeah, many people don't realize that, you know, jive and vocal group type harmony really wasn't just indigenous to the United States, because in South Africa, it has been a tradition for many, many years. Yeah, one of the great groups over there, starting in the late 1930s, were the Manhattan Brothers. You might remember their song, Lovely Lies, back in the mid-1950s. Well, the Manhattan Brothers have been singing together
for about 35 or 40 years. And, well, I'm going to give you an example of what is known as Zulu Jive. Yeah, Zulu Jive, baby. Can you dig it? Yeah, this is a thing called Wami Wami. But if you translate it into English, it is nothing more than Satchel Mouth Baby sung in the Zulu language, which is Bantu. These are the Manhattan Brothers from 1947 in Wami Wami.
Wanamu baby, batu wenu kupangam, batu kalangam, oh baby, wanamu wam, ubuhle, ubuna, mauham kwakweni, oh baby, wanamu wam, wanu lizulu, lafenta beni, au boni na.
Thank you.
keeping mine all in store. When you come home, baby, I'll pull down the shades and lock the door and pull the key away.
Yeah, Mama, you can throw the key away, pull down the shades and lock the door anytime with a hook. Yeah, recognize the voice. That's from July of 1944. The Christine Chapman Orchestra and the first recorded vocal of Big Maybelle Smith. Little thing for the Decca label called Hurry, Hurry. Yeah, baby, gonna hurry right on down. You know where we're going? We're going to Kaz's Cajun Kitchen, corner of Locust and Essex Street in downtown Haverhill, Massachusetts, for the best in Near Eastern New Orleans cuisine. Yeah, baby, there ain't no better one behind the sun. Yeah, yeah, you just are some of the people who've been down to Kaz's. Yeah, Billy Mack eats there. The Midnighter, Mr. Mike Midnight, eats there. Yeah, and you know, the Hook eats there. What else can I tell you, baby? Except this week's specials. Yeah, specials down at Kaz's Cajun Kitchen. Red beans and hummus. Chitlins on a stick. And Kaz's famous kibble gumbo. Yeah, my hot can't take it, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You better go on down and say hi to their chef, Mr. Fat Man Farouk. Yes, sir, and every Friday night, there's dancing, baby. Yeah, featuring their boogie and ballet dancer, Fatima May. Yeah, 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 just tell them the Hook sent you, because nobody else would.
Cause Sugar and I, we're making another try, and we're loving up a solid breeze. Calling all the girls and boys, let us make a lot of noise. Tell him all he gave me back my keys. Cause Sugar and I, we're making another try, and we're loving up a solid breeze.
We'll bring me everything till the band plays the same. Everybody gather round, order what you please. Oh, Sugar and I, we'll make another try. And believe me when I tell you, love never saw a breeze.
Radio and tell the world that I found a missing pearl. From now on, I'm living a life of ease. Cause Sugar and I, we're making another try, and we're loving up a solid dream. Loving up a solid dream.
Yeah, are they smooth and mellow? That's again Helen Stewart and the Caldwells from 1949. And a very famous song that was done by several groups, a little thing called Lovin' Up a Solid Breeze. Actually, it was part of their stage routine written by leader Alex Caldwell.
And, yeah, the hook is seen that done as a soundie done by a group called the Chanticleers, but very interesting version there. Love their mellow sound. And the hook wants to remind you this is the G.M. Hooker Show. Yeah, over at radio station WJZ in the heart of downtown Haverhill, Massachusetts, 108 on your radio dial. Yeah, and speaking of dialing, the hook's going to dial in something. Yeah, the hook himself when he used to play in clubs. One of his favorite songs done by the hook himself, on piano and vocal. Talking about one of his favorite gals, Caledonia.
Got a gal, she sure is sweet. Long, lean, leg ain't had nothing to eat, but she's my baby. Lord, love her just the same. Yes, I'm crazy about that gal in Caledonia, is her name. Well, everybody in town been talking about Caledonia. They say, Hook, what you see in that gal? My mama, she don't like Caledonia, but my mama don't know what Caledonia been putting down, I tell you. Yeah, I'm going over to Caledonia's house tonight. I'm going to knock on the door. Tell her some things tonight. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to knock like this. Caledonia! Caledonia, baby! What make your big head so hot? Mom, because I love her. I love her just the same. Yes, I'm crazy about that gal in Caledonia, isn't he? Yes, I love my baby. She's a lot of fun. Bought a head of hair. The good Lord never gave her none, but she's my baby. I love her just the same. Yes, I'm crazy about that gal in Caledonia, is her name.
Caledonia! Doggone you, baby. What made your big head so hard?
Mom, because I love her just the same. Yes, I'm crazy about that gal in Caledonia, is her name. Now they tell me she got jealous eyes, but she ain't done nothing wrong. It's just cause her eyes stare at each other all day long. But she's my baby. Love her just the same. Yes, I'm crazy about that gal in Caledonia, sure is her name. Woo!
Like to play around and sing about his favorite gal, Caledonia. Yeah, now I got a special record right here. One that my man out in G-Ride, Ohio, Mr. Mike Midnight, the Midnighter. Yeah, you can relate to this one, the Aladdin label. Yes, sir, going way back to the jazz series back in July of 1946. Yeah, this is the Mercer Ellington Octet. Yeah, and Mercer Ellington at that time had some pretty powerful players in his octet. There was Mercer Ellington on trumpet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, great Big Al Sears on the tenor sax, Harry Connick was playing baritone sax, Leonard Feather himself on piano, Mary Osborne on guitar, Heywood Jackson on the drums, and good old Bill Pemberton, yeah, was playing the bass. The little thing here with a vocal by Jacques Butler, thing called She's Got the Blues for Sale, and I think this gal, She's come across the pods of both the Midnighter and the Hook several times. Several gals got them blues for sale.
I've got a gal who is built real fine.
We all have one of those, man.
She'll send electricity up and down your spine.
Yeah, 125,000 volts.
She'll give you the blues. She's never been known to fail.
Yeah, just flick her switch, baby, and the light goes on.
She's a high-priced baby.
They're all high-priced babies in my town, Jack. Yeah, down here, they're in the high, high rent district.
When a man wastes his money, he also wastes his time.
Yeah, I've done that a few times.
He spends $5, and what he gets ain't worth a dime.
You can tell me, baby, it's hawk shop stuff.
She's just a no-good woman.
Yeah, no good.
Don't you let her tell you her tale.
Tell you her tale? Man, she wrote a book on the subject. I'll tell you, Hook's heard it.
She will take you for a plenty.
Plenty, huh? I've been hawk, baby.
She's got those blues for sale.
For sale? Man, she's got a mail order. She's sending him out overseas, I'll tell you.
She will ruin any man. She'll make him rob, steal, and lie.
Yeah, I've been salty with the bartender many times over
then
this, babe.
She'll throw him out of the window.
Out the window, man, I went off the roof.
She won't even tell him why.
Tell me why. She said, bye-bye, Daddy.
Don't you let her get you.
Get me.
You are better off in jail.
In jail? Man, I wrote the book on jail. Been there several times.
She's the world's worst bargain.
Bargain, man, Filene's don't have this type of woman.
For sale.
Honey, child, I tell you, this woman is giving it away.
She's got a fine kind of line.
Line? Ain't straight.
In the front and also in the rear. But the money that'll cost you, you know inflation is here. She'll give you the blues.
Give? Huh. She never gave nothing, man. I told you about that light switch. Don't fail at all.
She's a high-priced baby.
High-priced, I guess.
She's got the blues for sale.
Yeah, and I ain't buying any more from that store. And that goes for the Midnighter, too. Yeah, I want to remind you, you're listening to the G.M. Hooker Show over station WJZ 108 on your radio. Yeah, in downtown Haverhill, Massachusetts. And baby, you know, I don't drop my mood on no squares. From way back, baby, I'm in there to dig life with Father and the Hook features Father Slack. What's your pleasure treasure? Yes, sir, baby, I'm going to tell you about something nice. Back in the early days of radio when shows were done live, in order to be able to tell what was going on over the airwaves, various things like the FCC and various sponsors wanted to know just what was going live over the airwaves. And since tape recording wasn't big in those days, they used to do what they call reference discs. And while the show was being aired live, a disc would be made of a certain segment of that show just as an example of what it sounded going over the airwaves. And, well, several of these discs being one of a kind are rare today. And the Hook happens to have one of those rare beauties right in front of him here. From June 28th of 1942, we have the Golden Gate Quartet. Yeah, and this is a little segment from their radio show of that date.
Dream of my true love all the day. Last night, he died. Oh, the devil loved me, tell my doubt.
Here's another one we think you're going to like. The Golden Gate Quartet and a familiar song on the descriptive side. He's the Lily of the Valley.
Tell me, what could I do to thank the Lord? Tell me, what could I do without the Lord? Without the Lord, in my rock, my soul, my field, and fire, the one thing on the battlefield.
He's Mary's darling baby. He's the king from the house of David. He's the great God Messiah. He's baptized on the fire. He's thrown from out of the mountain. He's the first from the healing fountain. He's the
Lily of the Valley, bright and golden child. Well, tell me, what could I do with something on the face of the Lord? Won't you tell me, what could I do with something on the face of the Lord? He's my rock, my soul, my shoe, that fire, the golden thing on the battlefield.
The great God Jehovah, he's the man who come from Boulder. He's the lamb who bled and died. He's the savior crucified. He's the man from Calvary. He's the best that stands for peace. Yes, he's Alpha and Omega. He's the man that John calls Jesus. He's the
Lily of the Valley,
bright
and morning star.
Well,
tell me, what could I do without the Lord? Come on, tell me, what could I do without the Lord? Without the Lord, here's my rock, my soul, my fear. That's why the bones stay on the battlefield.
Baby, the king from the house of David. Great God Messiah, baptized John the Baptist. Born from out of the mountain, blood from the heathen fountain. Great God Jehovah, man who comes from both. The lamb is dead and dying, Savior crucified. Man from Calvary, blessed and sent to peace. Alpha and Omega, man that John called Jesus.
Lily of the Valley, bright and morning star. Well, tell me, what could I do without the Lord, without the Lord?
Nobody knows the trouble I feel. Nobody knows but you. The Golden Gate Quartet selects one of our favorite spirituals.
Yeah, the Golden Gate Quartet, June 28th, 1942. Oh, could those cats sing? Yeah, and speaking of singing, we're going to give you a little obscure item here in the 20th Century label, good old Ivan Ballin's label in the late 1940s. Little thing by Ann Sauter with the Jack Cooley Trio. Tell me who they was, I don't know, but a little heavy item. Listen to this for rhythm and blues. Bad stuff.
Been using bad stuff, keep on trucking along. You're just my color, hype inside. You can't play me weak, cause I'm a little too wide. You've been using bad stuff, been using bad stuff. Been using bad stuff, keep on trucking along. Thank you. the best of. Been using best of. Keep on trucking along. Here you come with the business in your hand. I can tell by your face. Been reasons and you've been using best of. Been using best of. You've been using bad stuff. Keep on trucking along.
Tell you that was one heavy bit of rhythm and blues, and sorta with a Jack Cooley and his Savoy Trio, yeah, on a Ballin label known as 20th Century. Bad stuff. Yeah, could that be one of the very early references to drugs? I don't know. Yeah, well, it's been fun. Yeah, here on the GM Hooker Show, his first show for 1987. And baby, you know, there's just two GM Hookers in this whole wide world, and baby, I'm both of them. Yeah, there's two of me, baby, for all of you. Yeah, baby, and if you think the hook is going spinning on a dime, baby, your clock been ticking on the wrong time. Remember when the hook snaps the whip, baby, you make the trip. Yeah, and that's the trip up to the next GM Hooker Show on the radio, WJZ in the heart of downtown Havel, Massachusetts. 108 on your radio dial. You just remember. The GM Hooker Show. Yeah, and now we're going to go out with a new theme song. Brand new theme song that the Hook has recorded himself on the piano. Yeah, a thing called The Blues for WJZ. And until next time, this is GM Hooker saying bye-bye. Bye-bye.